This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. The Boy Scouts of America may be facing a mountain of financial obligations it can't handle. As a result, the Irving-based nonprofit could be considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The goal would be to protect it financially from settlements over charges of sexual abuse of scouts. To understand what the Boy Scouts of America may be up against, think of the Catholic Church. Dioceses across the country have been rocked by sexual abuse lawsuits costing millions and millions of dollars. Susan Gertner is a Minneapolis attorney who represented two dioceses in such cases.
It is expected that perhaps before it's all over, all of the dioceses in Minnesota may have filed for bankruptcy.
The Boy Scouts reportedly fear that scenario. The Wall Street Journal reports the group has hired a law firm to help a possible Chapter 11 filing. Boy Scouts CEO Michael Serbaugh wouldn't comment for this story, but the Scouts referred to a letter where he stated, quote, "At no time in our history have we knowingly allowed a sexual predator to work with youth." Sylvia Demarest is a Dallas lawyer who successfully sued the Dallas Diocese.
One of the priests that I sued the Catholic Church over had been a priest who, after he was accused of molesting children, had been allowed to become Boy Scout leader for the Dallas Diocese.
Demarest joins others who allege that the Scouts have been covering up abuses for years. She says seeking bankruptcy protection makes sense.
They had insurance coverage for incidents like this for many years. Now these insurance carriers are withdrawing coverage. As a result, the Boy Scouts are faced with the prospect of having to fund all of this litigation, any settlements, out of ongoing operations. They may feel they are not in a position to do that.
As more alleged victims come forward, lawyer Susan Gertner says filing for bankruptcy protection could actually help them.
It is a way to be most fair to the most people. If the first one in the door gets a verdict that essentially drains all the resources, then the rest of the claimants get nothing.
In his letter about speculation over Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Boy Scouts CEO Michael Serbaugh says there are no immediate decisions expected. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.